Music Raygun. My name is Paul Ciampanelli.
Mine is Kirk Pinchon.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not lying about that. I would never do that.
If you had been lying about it, it would be a long and whack con.
It would be just the dumbest con ever.
Yeah.
Worthless like, to everyone.
My name's actually Kurt Pinchon.
Yes.
Bert, got ya.
Pert Kinchon. Fooled ya.
Yeah.
Yuck.
And Kirk.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Paul, as I texted you, I have an important question to ask.
Well, don't ruin the podcast magic that we text before we meet. But you send me a text message.
It sets up that we're more than just podcast business partners.
We're really friends.
Yeah. We don't just run this conglomerate known as Music Raygun.
Right. Or we're like, you know, well, not Hall & Oates because they actually broke up. But like one of these, or like the Rolling Stones is like, they don't even talk to each other. Exactly. They have a business partner.
We talk.
That's not us. We're pals.
Yes, exactly.
You said you had something important to bring up.
I did.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm not selling it as a bit. This is actually a question that I want to talk about briefly.
Oh, okay.
And there's a reason why. Nope, not a bit.
Okay.
It's a serious question that rolls into a kind of a wreck. Mm-hmm. Here's the question.
A question for me or a question for the world?
Well, you, and you can stand for the world, or you can stand for yourself. BBD or TLC?
Right? I have more of a personal, emotional connection to an affection for TLC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my answer.
That's not a bad answer.
This is also a function of my age, remember.
Okay, very true. Like, you TLC
because
is right
of my specific age, I was born in 1982.
Yeah.
There's a pretty significant cultural gap between 1988 when Poison came out.
That was 90.
Oh, 90. But still, even still.
And then 92.
And 92 when Ooh on the TLC Tip comes out.
That's a big, big difference.
Yeah.
The reason why I brought it up is because, A, I've been struggling to decide, and I have a lot of back and forth, so it's harder than I thought. And the reason I bring it up is because I just watched a TLC documentary on Netflix. And it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nothing, there's a couple of things you're like, oh, I didn't know that, but it's not like the We Are the World one, which was an amazing doc. But one of the things that never hit me in a million years until I watched the doc was that TLC started because LaFace Records said, we need a female BBD.
Okay.
And I was like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, BBD's huge, they're awesome, let's find our version. So they were a band created. Luckily, they became friends. The two things that I learned, it was originally called Good Natured.
That's terrible. You caught me during a sip, and I almost spit it out.
Yes. And it wasn't those three. It was, ooh. It started out, the first person they hired was a woman named Crystal, and then T-Boz, and then Left Eye. And they didn't really know each other, and T-Boz and Left Eye quickly became really close, and they were like, oh, Crystal really doesn't give a shit. She just kind of wants to just have fun, and we want to be big.
Mm.
So they fired her. And then
I am Crystal.
Yeah.
I identify with Crystal.
Yeah, you're like, they're like, I just want to do fun stuff. And they're just like, nope, we want this for real.
Yeah.
And they brought in Chili, named her Chili.
Mm-hmm.
But they were called Good Natured. And Pebbles, their manager, who was the singer, and they basically sued her. And this is the one
good
thing.
I remember that. Yeah.
The one good thing Pebbles did went, Good Natured's a stupid name.
Yeah.
It's literally right there. TLC.
Oh, they had their names first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't like they came up with their nicknames to fit the name.
No, it was.
I always assumed they had.
It was just like, Pebbles was like, you're not Good Natured. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's right there. Tender Loving Care.
Right.
TLC.
T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili.
Yeah. At this point, Crystal.
Well, yeah.
And so that it works. So they got rid of Crystal, and they're like, well, we still want to keep TLC. So, Rosanda, you're not Chili.
You're Chili. Okay.
Yeah, which made a lot of sense.
Where does Left Eye as a nickname come from? Because I figured that would have been like us.
Oh, you don't know the whole... I can't remember why... I can't remember. T-Boz is Tiana. She's the boss. T-Boz. Okay, yeah. Oh, Left Eye said this all the time. She's Left Eye because she's... Because, wait. She's Left Eye because I write. She's always right. Yeah. So that's why she's left eye.
Okay.
It's a real kind of forced thing.
Yeah.
And then Chili, I can't remember why.
They needed a C name.
They needed a C, and Chili fits.
No, it fits. She's the chill one.
She is the chill one. She's like the mama of the group. Right. But
Greek I mean, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, she's the cool one, right? Or is T-Boz the cool
one? I think T-Boz might be the sexy one. And T-Boz might be
Well, then it doesn't track. It doesn't track. How is Chili sexy. Not the cool one, but she is the sexy one.
T-Boz would be the cool one.
Yeah. And Left Eye is the crazy one, obviously.
Obviously. It all tracks. Yeah. It all tracks. Yeah. So, yeah, a really interesting documentary, but just the whole thing about, like, that we wanted to make a female BBD, and I was like, oh, I never even heard that. And I still don't know, because I go with, they had bigger songs. TLC had bigger songs, bigger albums.
Yeah.
But BBD had Poison.
Well, not only that, I'm just surprised you had any, any difficulty deciding at all, considering how much you love New Edition.
I had to take New Edition out of the equation.
Yeah.
Because they were specifically like, we want to create female BBD.
No, but, you know.
The past.
BBD is connected to
It's New connected, Edition, but I took it out.
I know you love TLC, but.
I think I give it to BBD just because Poison. I mean, that song is just generational.
Yeah.
But TLC, like, they went over, those three albums were fucking huge.
Yeah, they had massive hits.
Massive
I still
hits.
Like the earlier stuff the best. The new Jack Swing stuff. The stuff that makes them the female. Look, they were only the female BBD for one album.
Exactly. Right? Like, they really were.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they were like, we're going to do our own thing.
Is that the last great, or do you even consider it New Jack Swing? Or
I consider it.
Is it too stepped on?
It's a little, no, it's not stepped on. Okay. It's a little late, but still fucking. That's one of, definitively, the last New Jack.
The last great New Jack, the New Jack Swing album?
Yeah. But a good documentary, worth watching. You see a lot about how T-Boz struggled with a lot of stuff.
Well, I know it has sickle cell.
Yes.
And so she's always had some health problems.
Yes.
And did she have any, like, substance abuse issues?
No, she had a brain tumor.
I didn't know that. Was
either.
That like early on and kept under wraps, or was that in more recent times?
No, it was like the sickle cell was always there.
Yeah.
And then maybe late 90s, early 2000s, she tells the story, like her doctor calls her and is like, okay, you have a brain tumor. And she's like, of course I do. and he's like,
yeah,
he's like, and it's in a spot, I can get it out, it's in a tough spot, so I have to ask you, order of importance, what do you care about most, your hearing, your face, or your balance? And she's like, fuck, I need all of those for my job,
because I need to, well, I'm a singer, I need to hear, because I perform music, I need to dance, so I need balance,
and
I need my face, because we're pop stars.
Yes. And so she goes, fuck it, just, okay, take my balance.
Right, because you don't have to dance.
And she was like, I lucked out, I only lost like 3% of my hearing.
Yeah.
My face, sometimes it's a little paralyzed, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And she's like, but I really did lose my balance. And then you can kind of see, like, while they're rehearsing for tours, when she's, I mean, granted, they're like in their 40s and 50s.
Because that's the thing, it's like, you're going to age out of having to do, like, really elaborate choreo anyway, and then you can just be like the temps and, you know, kind of swing your arms,
which is so funny, because that's kind of what she does. Chili still goes full out, and T-Boz
was Chili always the dancingest one.
Yeah, they were all great, but she's probably the best by a hair.
Yeah.
But they were all great, and so, like, T-Boz does it, she's doing it a little slower, just, and it's because she can't.
Yeah,
you know, and you're just like, oh, it's not that you're old. It's just that you had a brain tumor and lost your balance.
Yeah.
But even in it, there's a great part where they're going through rehearsals, and T-Boz watches the dancers, and she's like, nah, you're not doing it right. Let me show you. She gets up and does it, and you're like, you're fucking great, T-Boz.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I mean, they had enough goodwill at that point, and, like, I don't think of them as dancers first. Like,
no,
it's
not
part of their show, but it's like... Yeah. No one would have been like, T-Boz can't dance anymore.
Yeah.
We're done as TLC.
Screw them. Yeah. It's a whole package of them.
I remember when Left Eye had a big health problem, too.
Well, she had alcohol abuse. I know that.
Oh, no. I meant when she was dead.
Too soon.
Yeah. It was
too soon.
The ultimate health problem.
The ultimate health problem. Death. The only other thing that was, I was like, this was sad. And was like, oh, this, what a shitty relationship. Because she was with that football player.
Andre Rison. Yeah.
Who sucked.
I mean, that's one of the first things I always think of when it comes to Left Eye is she burned his house down accidentally. I'm sure they talked about it in the doc.
She's like, they burned it down, meant to burn the shoes.
She, for those listening who don't know this story, and how do you not know this story, but she was mad at her boyfriend.
Well, he was beating on her.
Well, that's a good reason to be mad at him.
Yes.
So she decided to torch his, like, expensive sneakers.
Yes.
But to burn them, she threw them in his bathtub.
Yes.
To burn them. Not knowing that the bathtub was made of fiberglass.
Yes.
And it went right up. And the whole house caught, like, wicked fast fire.
Yeah.
And burned down.
Burned down. Had to do a little jail time. But she was like, I just meant to do the shoes.
Yeah. Plus, he deserved it.
He deserved it. He fucking sucked.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad she burned his house. Yeah. Man. Fuck that guy.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
And there's a thing that I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. The song Creep, which I'm a huge Creep fan.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, there's a rap in it. There's no rap in the original
single.
But there was supposed to be one while they were recording. And apparently, you know, Left Eye wrote it and everything because she wrote all the raps. And she's like, I can't do it because Andre's going to get mad because he'll think I'm creeping. And I was like, fuck that dude. He's so insecure.
He'll think she's creepy?
Creeping.
Oh, creeping.
Yeah, because whole song's about creeping on each other.
Yeah.
And so she's like, if I do a rap in this, he's going to get all pissed off and think that it's real.
He's one of these people who thinks that, like, if a singer's singing a song,
yes,
it's really about them. Yeah. And they mean the feelings in the song.
So that's why there's no rap in it, because she's just
dumb,
like, a
football player.
Yeah.
Dumb, wife-beating piece of shit.
Yeah.
Piece of trash.
So that's why. But,
R.I.P. Left Eye.
Yeah, she's great.
I was being glib and rude, but I love Left Eye.
Yeah. Dear TLC.
She was Cardi B before. Cardi B always was like, to me, was like Nicki Minaj plus Left Eye.
I could see that.
You know?
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
But worth seeing. TLC Forever. It's a good ride.
Yeah. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
TLC Forever.
TLC Forever.
Yeah.
They're still touring. Two of them still doing great. Still kicking ass.
I mean, I couldn't name one single song of theirs since the
Fan Mail
album.
Well, that's interesting because they technically only have like four albums. So they did those big three ones, huge.
Who won the TLC tip?
The TLC tip, Crazy Sexy Cool,
and Fan Mail. Yeah.
And then they were like, Left Eye died, and they're mourning, and the fucking record company's like, well, you have to do
that. You have a contract.
You have a contract, so you either continue on with the album, or we're just going to come out with the greatest hits. And they're like, it's too early for a greatest hits. So they recorded.
You can do a greatest hits after three albums.
You can do a lot with them, but I think what they were like, you know, we're still really young and it feels bad.
Yeah.
So they did the album. The album's not that good. They had a medium hit called Girl Talkin'.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it made millions, but not as much as the other ones. And then they basically didn't really record.
Yeah.
And so now they just tour. They tour on basically three albums.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive.
Just a nostalgia tour forever. But like, fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Why not? I'd see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that they're, you know, like, well, we're not going to make new music without Left Eye. Like,
yes.
We'll tour around and we'll do. So who does, like, Left Eye's parts? Do they trade off on them? They just skip those verses? Or?
No, I think they what I've seen in concerts is that she pops up in video. Like in the video.
Okay, they'll play it on the big screen.
Big screen, and then they'll dance.
That's a nice way to do it. Yeah, because she's still included.
Yeah, they were all super close. Even when, you know, Left Eye was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
They were still, like, super close. So she's always up on the board, so.
It's funny how some bands will be, like, you know, one member dies, and they're like, well, then that's it. Because we were this group of people. And other bands will be like, you know, one or maybe one or two core people, and the rest is just like, yeah, that's fine. It doesn't, like, the rest.
Yeah.
And, like, what bands will decide to do and then what fans will tolerate, it just kind of depends. But I don't know why. Like, as long as Chrissy Hynde is there, it's the Pretenders. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
I agree.
Like, Led Zeppelin, our drummer died, so we're done. Like,
we're
not going to keep going. Like, that's not Led Zeppelin. Like, why is that?
Yeah.
You know, different. Depending on the band.
Yeah, it really depends on the band.
Yeah. Because they could have, you know, gotten a third singer.
Yeah.
And I don't think fans would have really had a problem with it. But like they internally were like, no, we're
not. I think they internally would have been like, this is just
it's weird. Yeah.
It's not TLC. It's something different.
Even though they were prefab. They weren't like three best friends who grew up together. But they immediately became best friends.
Yeah. They had to make a name change to match the name of the band.
Right.
So yeah, they were, but they just, I guess they were just like immediately like so close.
It's really interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely watch
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And look forward to the eventual BBD doc.
Oh, man.
Because they don't have one of those, do they?
No. Did have to. Well, they, I mean, New Edition had their whole miniseries.
They, but that was a biopic. That wasn't a doc, right?
It felt like a doc to me. No, it was. It was. It's a great
doc. Is there a New Edition doc?
No.
No?
No. There will be.
Yeah. There should be. I need to wait for one of them to die.
Hey.
I'm not saying, look, that we're all going to die. Life is a terminal condition.
Not New Edition.
Every member of New Edition lives forever. Bobby Brown's going to live forever.
What if Bobby's the one who dies last?
I was going to say, what if he's not the one who dies first?
That would be a big, people would be like, wow, okay, there are no rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Rec. Please. It's a good one, even though it's sad to think about Left Eye being dead. And for how long she's been dead? Like 23 years?
22 years.
2002 she died? Yeah. Okay, I thought it was 2001. But I'm thinking of Aaliyah.
Yeah. Aaliyah's earlier, yeah.
She died right before 9/11. I remember that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, on that note, let's get down to business. It's time for the music trivia quiz.
Yeah.
This is the part of the mini episode when Kirk and I quiz each other on questions from the music-themed expansion to the board game Trivial Pursuit. These questions were published in 1985, which means they're about music only from before 1985, which makes it a challenging undertaking.
Yes.
I'm on a winning streak. Last time I won candy.
Yeah.
So I'm candy eligible tonight if I continue my streak.
This would be a streak of, for eating candy too.
I wasn't like, look, I'm always happy to win and get candy, but I won not because I did so well, but because you did so poorly.
Yeah, I shit the bed.
Which doesn't like feel great, you know? I'd rather like it be a good competition.
Yeah.
So like, you know, do better.
Kirk. I gotta pick a better card.
My ego needs you to be better.
That's very sad. All right, so you're going to ask me.
I'm going to ask you first because I'm defending my win. I'm going to
pick this one.
Okay, the first category is cover notes. What blues guitarist did ABC Paramount tout as, quote, another Ray Charles?
Sorry, say it one more time because I think I misheard.
Yep. What blues guitarist did ABC Paramount tout as, quote, another Ray Charles?
Guitarist?
Yeah.
Very confused.
It's not that confusing.
Well, Ray Charles was a pianist.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say Stevie Wonder.
Incorrect. Does he even play guitar?
I don't know. I didn't think Ray Charles played guitar.
Or the blues?
Does Ray Charles play guitar?
No, but B.B. King does.
He's not blind.
Who said they have to be blind?
I did.
You made that up in your head. I didn't say it. The question didn't say it. Sorry. Your mother should know. This is about music from before the 50s. What band-leading trumpeter hit with You Made Me Love You?
Chet Baker.
Incorrect. Harry James.
I think we had a Harry James a little bit while back.
Did we?
Yeah.
It's such a bland name.
We were like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It was another Harry James thing. Okay.
Got to find out who Harry James is.
Wow.
The 1950s. Who was the first country artist to land on the R&B charts? And you do get multiple choice.
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, or Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
Carl Perkins.
Fuck! I was going to say Carl Perkins.
We always say, and it's a good rule of thumb, that a lot of 50s questions are either about Elvis or Jerry Lee Lewis. And this is the one time it wasn't either of them.
It's a rough one.
Sorry. 1960s. What 1966 top 10 number was the only moment of truth for the Knickerbockers? I know this one. I don't have to look.
Moment of truth.
Incorrect. I believe the answer is going to be A Liar Liar.
Okay.
Which is a song you know from the poker scene in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Okay. Vaguely remembering.
It's called... Well, no, the answer is Lies.
Okay.
So I might be thinking of a different song altogether. But I almost got there.
I mean, I wasn't even close. I need at least one.
You've got the bagel so far. You've got two questions left.
All right.
So dig in. This category is after the Beatles. Who, quote, danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs, unquote, in Jerry Jeff Walker's song?
Say it one more time?
Yeah. And think about this.
Well, wait, what section are we at?
This is after the Beatles.
After the Beatles.
Who, quote, danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs, unquote, in Jerry Jeff Walker's song?
I have no idea. So I'm just going to say Al Jolson.
No. Those are song lyrics.
I know, and I have no idea.
Mr. Bojangles.
Don't know it.
You know that song.
Mr. Bojangles. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was... Oh, that's so
there's a bunch funny. Of versions of it.
I thought that was Sammy Davis.
He famously did it, but you know Harry Nilsson did it. A lot of people do.
Only thought that that was a Sammy Davis song.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
If you don't get this, you're shut out. I mean,
it's already a lost cause. So
you know what? What if we like push on a both getting the goose egg?
Then this is the end of the show.
Anything goes is the category, and this is a multiple choice.
All right, thank God.
What weights required... I'm sorry. I gotta read this first.
This doesn't bode well.
Okay. What weight is required to depress a piano key?
Okay.
3, 6, or 9 ounces?
6.
It's 3.
With no, that's such a ridiculous
question.
That is
an insane question.
Wow.
How many pounds per square inch of pressure do you need to play a piano?
It's been a long time since there was a bagel.
It sure has.
Oh, all right. Let's
but we have to play through it anyway because there is there's a non-zero chance that we both
you
get
never know.
Nothing. And someone's listening to this show for the first time with this episode, and like, is this a music podcast by a couple of guys who don't know shit about music?
Yeah, because that was bad.
I'm not going to overthink it. That's the card. That one right there.
Cover notes. Yeah. What palace did A&M sign the Sex Pistols in front of?
Buckingham Palace.
It's already over.
Yeah. All right. The rest is an expo mission. I got candy.
Who lives at 5133 Kensington Avenue if she lives at 5... Wait. Who lives at 5133 Kensington Avenue if she lives at 5135? This is your mother.
I know this is your mother should know as a category. Can you read it one more time, please?
Who lives at 5133 Kensington Avenue if she lives at 5135?
Yo mama, because she's so fat.
The boy next door.
Oh, okay.
Still don't understand. 50s. Who was fired as a Memphis theater usher in the 1950 for beating up a fellow employee?
Memphis? That we said?
Yeah.
Can you read the question?
Who was fired as a Memphis theater usher in 1950 for beating up a fellow employee?
I was going to say it's Elvis.
It is Elvis.
Yeah.
All right then. 60s. What country star's craggy features did June Carter describe as lived in?
Johnny Cash. Man,
come on. Oh, these are dog shit. After Beatles, what New Jersey rocker helped revive Gary U.S. Bond's career in the 1980s?
I mean, I'm going to just guess Springsteen.
Yes.
Okay. It could have been Bon Jovi. Well, no, Bon Jovi wouldn't have popped in by 1985. Yeah.
So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow.
Yeah.
What a worthless way to get a bunch of good scores on that bagel. Anything goes. Oh, this is... Oh.
What?
This is weird.
Okay.
Anything goes. It's a multiple choice.
Yeah. Is this about how many pounds of pressure?
Yes.
Okay.
How many pounds of tension is the modern violin usually strung to?
What? How did we randomly pick those two cards?
That makes up for that shitty bagel I just got.
What?
Wow.
How the fuck am I supposed... This is harder than yours in a weird way.
This is...
Because I understand the mechanics of pushing a key and, like... I don't know how... What tension... Like...
There's a multiple choice, so you get a guess. Oh, okay.
All right.
How many pounds of tension is the modern violin usually strung to?
I do just want to say, I want to finish my thought. Before you read the options, this could be anywhere from 2 pounds of pressure to like 100 pounds of pressure. I don't know how tension works.
Same.
So what are the options?
60, 90, 120.
60.
90. What the fuck? What are the odds?
Bullshit.
Wow. But
I did better on the card overall.
Oh my god. Fucking ugly. Ugly.
Sorry, man.
It happens.
My streak is at 4.
Yeah.
And I will continue it next time. But that's the end of this episode. Bye.
Bye.